All right, everyone. Thank you so much for coming to a VIREX Database and Method Fiber seminar entitled Access to VA Data for Research and Quality Improvement Use. Thank you to Cider and Heidi for providing the technical and promotional support for this series. Today's speaker is Linda Koch. Linda is the Technical and Privacy Liaison for VIREX, the VA Information Resource Center. She oversees VIREX's VA CMS project, which provides VA researchers with data for Medicare, Medicaid, and other CMS databases. She is also involved with the VHA Data Access Board and works with National Data Systems to operationalize policies related to VA research access, use, and transfer of data. Questions you have for Linda will be monitored during the talk, and I will present them to her at the end of the session. At that point, you will also see a brief evaluation questionnaire. Please stay until the very end and take a few moments to complete it. Thank you. And now I am pleased to welcome today's speaker, Linda Koch.
Thank you, Hira. I hope everyone can hear me. Heidi, can you verify that everyone can hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you. Thanks.
Thank you. Hi, welcome. This is Linda Koch, and I'm going to talk today about access to VA data for research and for quality improvement use. I'm working away from the office today, so please try to bear with me a little bit while I get settled in here, and I apologize for being late today. By the end of this talk, you'll be able to determine whether a project is research or quality improvement. You'll know where to find information about the correct data request process for data needed in your project, and you'll be familiar with the standard research documents and QI forms. The agenda for today will begin with, is it research or is it quality improvement? Some general requirements for data access, some specific requirements for research and for quality improvement, and we'll take a look at the VHA data portal to identify the request processes, both for research access request forms and operational access. And I want to thank ORO, their handbook at 1058.05, VA operations activities that may constitute research are extremely beneficial if you have any questions about getting started in QI and what the difference is between QI and research. ORO's PowerPoint presentation of October 28, 2011 I have stolen from it widely in this presentation, and it's very helpful. I'd also like to acknowledge input from the National Data Systems and DART data request processing teams, and patient care services and pharmacy benefits management data request managers. These next two slides are some acronyms used in the presentation and things that you might want to review just in general in data access in the VA. The second one has some data bases and some data tools in the VA. If you downloaded the slides, these will be available to you. I do want to make a note that I did delete one slide this morning. I'm sorry, Heidi, I'll get you a new copy. I'll let you know about where I deleted that one. So here's our first poll. We want to know about you. What are your roles in VA research or operations data use? And we want you to check all that apply. Research investigator, quality improvement investigator, project coordinator, data manager, data analyst, IRB chair or ACOSR or other. Heidi, would you like to give us the results in a moment?
Well, we'll give everyone just a few more moments to respond here. I know with all of these different possible questions, it may take people an extra moment or two, but responses are coming in nicely. We'll just give everyone a few more moments before I close it out and go through the results here. And it looks like things are slowing down, so I will close us out. So what we are seeing is 31% research investigator, 17% quality improvement investigator, 59% project coordinator, data manager, data analyst, 6% IRB chair or ACOS research, 26% other, and there we are seeing Vinci Concierge. Thank you, everyone, for participating.
Thank you, Heidi. Well, did you say 59%, Heidi, for the coordinators, managers, and analysts?
59%.
Great. That's quite a lot. Thank you. That's very helpful. So we'll dive right in. Is it research or quality improvement? And in the VA, you'll hear about research access and operations access. Quality improvement follows the operations access requirements. So if I say quality improvement or if I say operations access, I'm talking about the same thing. So the group of people here, the participants today, are all doing systematic investigation. Obviously, research is a systematic investigation. We're all familiar with the very systematic research process. Quality improvement studies can also be systematic investigation. And in defining research, one of the aspects of research, because it is a systematic investigation, the way that you tell the difference between it and quality improvement is that research is designed to develop or contribute to generalizable knowledge. It's not just knowledge that will be helpful for us improving processes in the VA, but it can be generalized across the country to other agency and healthcare providers. And it's also designed to produce information to expand the knowledge base of a specific scientific discipline or scholarly field of study. Activities that are always research include projects funded or supported as research by ORD or any other entity. For example, VIREC is part of research, but it's not funded as a research project, so it's not research. The work that we do is operations work. Clinical investigations, as defined under FDA regulations, are always research. Activities that are almost always research include double-blind interventions. You can have a double-blind intervention in quality improvement study, placebo control, or studies that include the prospective patient-level randomization to clinical interventions that are not tailored to individual patient benefit. So if you were intervening just to improve the care or the benefit to an individual patient in your clinic, that wouldn't be considered research. Quality improvement, QI, are studies which are intended, in which the findings are intended only to be used by and within the VA or by entities responsible for overseeing the VA. So I'm hoping that you will understand those distinctions, and you could follow up in Handbook 1058.05 if you have if you want more information. Some examples of well-known QI studies in the VA include the All Employees Survey, the Voice of the VA Survey, the External Peer Review Program, the EPRP. Program and the Home and Community-Based Quality Care Initiative, IPEC, the Surgical Quality Improvement Study, VASQIP. Those are examples of some QI studies in the VA. So let me give you some tips for research staff on studies that have both QI and research components. And there's going to be a cyber seminar coming up. Maybe Heidi could tell us about the date and time coming up in a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks, about ethics in QI. Right now, the first thing that you should do is determine which of the components are QI and which are research, and then establish separate document folders for each so that you can both, you know, keep your documents separate, your IRBs over here in the research folder, and your program office documents over in another folder. And then be sure that you make yourself really familiar with the compliance requirements for both types of studies. And as you undertake each activity, determine whether you have on your research hat or your operations hat, and keep your hat on until you're through with that activity. You always want to wear the right hat. So a lot of people believe that if you want to publish your findings from a study, that you have to do research, but that's not true. The journals over here on the left, BMJ and JAMA and New England Journal, are research journals for the most part. But there are also some journals out there that you can publish in for QI work, including the BMJ Quality Improvement Report and Quality Management in Healthcare. So, is it research or operation? When in doubt, you should check with your own facility IRB. And you might want to check with your facility research and development committee. If you think that you're working on a QI program, you want to check with your program office that's supervising or sponsoring the project. Most QI programs have a program office sponsor, or the program office may be a facility clinic. It may be a national office. If you still don't understand whether you have research or operations, you should contact the Office of Research and Development, ORD. Dr. Brenda Cuccarini there will be more than happy to help you determine whether your project is research or operation. And if all else fails, or even from the very first, if you think you have a complicated study that might have elements of both, feel free to contact the Office of Research Oversight. They are very helpful, especially when you contact them before you begin a project that might have those components. So they're happy to help you right out of the box get the help, the understanding that you need for your project. So next we're going to talk about some general requirements for data access. So in the VA, there are specific criteria for the use of VA data in research and in operations. And the criteria change based on your employment status. But you have to be paid staff or a WAC to use VA data in research in the VA. The access depends on the proposed use, whether it's research or operations. The sensitivity of the data, whether it's real SSN data or scrambled, or whether it's VACMS data. And the physical location actually changes the research request process. If it's on the AICC mainframe, you may have a different process than if you would on DINCI or for CDW data. And there are different data steward requirements, including a description of the data needed and the access form for specific data sources. There are some additional requirements for research data access. And this is a very familiar by now research approval document. A copy of your protocol is often required. Your IRB approval, often the original and the most recent that shows your continuing review. Your research and development committee approval letter. Any informed consent documents that pertain to your study, it's either a waiver or signed consent language. And your HIPAA documents, which can be either assigned patient authorization or a waiver of authorization approved by your IRP. If you're requesting for real SSN access, You may be required, especially if you're using National Data Systems data, to submit a real SSN access request form. More and more research data requests are being submitted through DART, and that's there are a growing number of data sources available through DART. So approval for research data access is multi-departmental in the VA. There's a some data sources are locally managed and overseen. There are always data steward requirements involved, and there's some regulatory compliance components. The local facility manages and oversees research through the for research access through the ACOSR, the Associate Chief of Staff for Research. If you're accessing CPRS data, Health Information Management, or HIM, will oversee the access. And if you're going to request scrambled SSN data for the National Medical Staff data set, or for the MCA and VSSC web reports, you can go through your local CUPS point of contact. CUPS stands for Customer User Provisioning System. And this is it's related to the use of the mainframe data and also the web report. Many people don't realize that they can use real SSN data for their local facility on the AITC mainframe with just the ACOSR or other local approval and the CUPS point of contact or ISO. Data stewards such as National Data System, Patient Care Services, Pharmacy Benefits Management set requirements for data sources. National Data System sets requirements for the CDW, for MedSAS data, for real SSNs at the national or business level, for HERC data, such as the average cost data set, and for many others. Patient Care Services traditionally was the specialty medicine custom data extract and also includes pharmacy benefits management data. VIREX serves as the data steward and access manager for the VA CMS data for research. If you want VA CMS data for operations use, for quality improvement use, then you would contact the Medicare Analysis Center, which is part of the ADOSH for Office of Policy and Planning, and you can find information about that on the VIREX website. So there's also a regulatory compliance review component to research data requests. The VHA Privacy Office reviews each DART request. VHA Security Liaison Office reviews all requests that are downloaded from to the local your local network server, and VIREX reviews on behalf of ORD for real SSN data access only. There are operations data access requirements too for studies such as quality improvement. This is also accurate for quality assurance or other kinds of operations access. So you'll still need a description of the data. But instead of the research documents, you'll just need to write a justification for the data used and get the signature of your supervisor and your ISO at your local facility. There are specific access forms that vary by resource. Examples are the VHA NDS healthcare operations form. We'll take a little peek at those later. More and more often, operations data access requests are submitted through the EPAS system, which you can find on the data portal, and I'll show you where that is. In the last slide in this section, we often at VIREC get questions regarding access to data by non-VA researchers. And this involves data containing protected health information, the PHI. These data are restricted primarily to VA researchers. There are some pathways, but they are limited for non-VA researchers. You can collaborate with a VA research PI. You can get the undersecretary to grant your request on the basis of the national importance of your project. Or you can obtain HIPAA patient authorization signed forms from the veterans to use their data. Now, I just want to make sure you understand, you can't get the list of veterans from the VA and then get their authorization. You would have to get that external from the VA. So on the rest of the presentation, we're going to look at different aspects of the VHA data portal to identify the request processes. So we're going to have another poll. And in this one, we ask, have you visited the VHA data portal for information about data access? And the replies are yes, frequently, or browse a little, no, never, or not sure, or it's not applicable to your job.
And responses are coming in. We'll give everyone just a few more moments before I close it out and we go through the responses. And it looks like things are slowing down here, so we will close it out. And we are seeing 16% saying yes frequently, 35% browsed a little, 43% no, never, and 6% not sure or not applicable. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Heidi. Thanks. Okay, so we're going to be talking to the 35% who browse sometimes, and the 43% who have not. And the people who have done this frequently, I hope that you'll get some benefit out of this too. So here is the home page of the VHA data portal. And as you can see here in the top left, this is a collaboration between National Data Systems, VIREC, VINCI, the VA Informatics and Computing Infrastructure, and the VHA Data Quality Program. And this portal was designed as a one-stop shop for data users' needs. Up at the top, you'll see that there are tabs. The data sources has a summary of information about many of the data sets and some links to more information about them. The data access tab will give you a list of all of most of the data sources, not all, with the directions on how to go about finding the right access process. Tools will describe Capri and VistaWeb and VINCI and some other data tools. Right? So we're going to look first at research requests. If you click on the data access tab at the top of your data portal screen, you'll see that there's a prep to research link and a research link. And the prep to research access link, is for data access in preparing a proposal or a protocol. It is not for VA approved protocol. If you have a VA approved protocol, then you would click on research access for guidelines on how to get research access. So research access here opens up into this page with research access at the top. And the page goes down below. On the next screen I'll show you what's below. But this box in the middle with red summarizes a list of different access processes. So you can see that there's one for patient care services, one for pharmacy benefit management, one for DART, one for the CUPS POC, the VIREX VACMS data for research request process, and a Vinci workspace request process. You can link directly to those if you know that that's what you need. So at the bottom of the page, there's a list of data sources. You can see that here. And this is a little closer view. So we're going to look at the medical staff inpatient outpatient. So we would be clicking on this little plus sign here if we were really on the screen. But I just wanted to mention that there was a name change a couple of years ago. The DFS National Data Extract became the MCA NDE as for the managerial cost accounting. If you're new to the VA, you're going to hear people talk about DFS data and other people talk about MCA data. It's the same data, right? And also, so there used to be a file called C-basis files, and this is for healthcare provided in the community by community providers and paid for by the VA. And now it's called generally non-VA medical care. So those are both name changes and shifts that have happened within the last 2 years. But let's go on to the med staff inpatient outpatient table. So here's the table, and this is the same kind of table. This one's a little bit bigger than most, that you'll see for each of the different data sources listed on that research access page. The first column is the level of access. Is it national, DISN, or local? The second column is the identifier. There are two choices, real or scrambled SSN. And the fourth column is the data source location, the AICC mainframe, or here I've got circled the CDW. In the rightmost column, column 7, is the request process. And as you can see, some of these national real SSN data, you have to go through the DART request process. But you can have national scrambles on the AICC mainframe, and you'll go to the local CUPS POC. If you want any of those data on the CDW, you will use the DART request program. That process. That's what this page is telling. For preparatory to research, we have also the same kinds of things, but these may actually point to different request processes. For example, National Data Systems preparatory to research request process is different from National Data Systems research request process. And so you'll need to be aware of these things and make sure that if you're doing prep to research, you're looking at the prep to research access page. So we're going to take a peek at some research request forms that are required in DART DART request. So we're still on the same page in the portal, and we're requesting access. Whoops, I've made some. There. Okay. Sorry. I duplicated some slides this morning. So the DART request tracker system is a link directly from the VHA data portal homepage. You click on that link. And as you fill out the request, you will find that you are required to complete these forms. There's a research request memo form where you describe what you're going to do with the data and fill in some other information. If you're asking for CDW data, you'll be asked to check some boxes about which domains you want on the CDW domain checklist. And you can figure out what domains you want by going to the VIREC website. We have CDW domain layouts that'll tell you what tables and what data elements are in each domain. There's a real SSN access request platform that I mentioned before. If you want access to the electronic health records at a national level, even a national means more than one facility, for patients at more than one facility, then you will want to get a Supri or VistaWeb special user access request form. And if you're looking at vital status files, you will need the vital status file rules of behavior. In operations request form, you will have two processes that are managed by national data systems, the Capri and VistaWeb, and healthcare operational request process. If you are going to use just secondary data and not go into the EHR, you will only need the healthcare operational request process. And if you need also need Capri and VistaWeb, you will have that in addition to the healthcare operational request. Here are examples of the form. This is the healthcare operations access form on EPAS, and you can get to EPAS from the operations data access page on the VHA portal. There are also special request forms for AIIFS case data and for VINCI special user access for operations that is for your electronic health record, and the vital status file rules of behavior. So here's a list of resources that you might be able to use. This is the link to the VHA data portal, the link to the VIREC website, the VIREC help desk email, and our phone number, and the vital status Real SSN Review Help Desk. So if you have a question about Real SSN data access, you can use this email box. And if you need to talk to a CDW data specialist, you can contact them at vinci@va.gov. And here's our contact information. And if there are questions, I will be happy to take them now.
Hi, Linda. Thank you. It's a good thing you provided the link for the data portal. We had a few requests for that.
Always that up.
So we do have a couple questions. The first, why would one choose the MCA versus the medical SAS data set?
MCA, you'll learn more about these in the subsequent database and methods cyber seminars, so be sure to check those out so that you can find out a lot more in detail. The MCA data sets have different data. They're cost data. So you can find out what a procedure is valued at in the VA. We don't charge our patients for the most part, and so we need the managerial cost accounting system does need to be able to attribute part of the cost of providing health care in the VA to specific procedures, and that's really important. There's on the VIREC website, you can see a detailed description of four of the clinical types of MCA data sets, and the pharmacy is one, radiation is another, and one is lab, and one is lab results. So there are many more, and you can go to on VIREC website, you can link through data sources to MCA and get a link straight to the MCA program office pages, which will give you incredible amounts of detail. The medical SAS data are in their last years. These are SAS data sets that summarize information for inpatient days or for outpatient visits or encounters. And you can find out a lot about them at the VIRUS website, and there are coming up in the next few weeks cyber seminars on those data sets. And this is about outpatient experiences, diagnosis and procedure codes, and inpatient stays, admission and discharge dates, and the procedures and surgical things that happen during inpatient.
Thank you. Piggybacking off of that a little bit, is there a place that describes all of the data sets in detail?
The largest number of detailed information about data is in one place, is on the VIRUS website. That's content of about the data content. About data access, the VHA portal has the most. Now, if you go to the VIRUS website, you can usually find, if you look up a data source there, and it's not included on the VHA data portal, well, probably all of them are, but you can find links to the program offices like PBM and PCS. And PBM is actually, the link is available through the VA data portal, VHA data portal. So most data sets are available there. If you have questions about others, you can just contact VIRUS at va.gov and put data access in the subject line, and it'll come to me.
All right. How would a VA investigator go about requesting data from DOD?
Well, DOD is a non-VA, entity, agency, and there's not a lot of DOD data, there's not any DOD data available right now for researchers within the VA, so you would have to contact the DOD directly, and if you have questions about how you, what kind of data use agreements, how to do a data use agreement for something like that, I can give you information about contacting the correct people at National Data Systems for that. So if you want to send an email, it just says DOD information about DUA, a data use agreement. I can help you. So there are other data available, like the OEF-OIF roster file, but right now the Office of Public Health is having difficulty resourcing that distribution of that data, so for right now they're kind of on hiatus and not available at this moment, but we hope to have them available soon.
Okay, thank you. Regarding the data portal website, is that only accessible by VA employees?
It's within the network. The VHA data portal is inside the VA network. So you have to have a VA user ID, a network user ID, in order to look at it.
Okay. Okay, next question. A DMP is required for research, but a DMP light version would be great for standard practice on QI. Any standards regarding data regarding QI projects?
Okay, could you repeat it again for me, Hira?
Sure. A DMP is required for research, but a DMP...
What is the initials? I'm having trouble with the initials.
DMP. Did you catch that?
DMP?
Yes, data management plan.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Required for research, but a light version would be great for a standard practice on QI. Are there any standards regarding data for QI projects?
I am not the person to ask, but if you send us a help desk at virus@va.gov, we'll find the answer for you.
Okay. We still have a couple more questions, and we still have a lot of time, so I'll keep going through them. Do you encourage the use of the RAMP SERP site?
The what?
RAMP search site. R-A-M-P.
Oh, well, it's RAMP is a mechanism for looking for getting reports and some cube data. It's a terrific system if that's what you need. But overall, the majority of research projects are looking for person-level data, and they may not find that. It's just not as necessarily as efficient as getting the data from CDW or from the MedStat data set. I think it's worth exploring. There are some great training tools on the DHU website where they talk about RAMPs and what data you can get there. It's created by the Office of Business Intelligence in the Analytics and Business Intelligence in the Office of Information and Analytics. And there's a presentation by Steve Finn, Dr. Stephen Finn, on the VU campus thing that would be very helpful to you. And you can just explore. If you need the link, again, contact VIREC and we'll get you the link to RAMP.
Okay, thank you. How does one obtain access to the failed data regarding length of stay and standardized mortality ratios? Is this a separate process?
Length of stay data is easily obtained through the MedStat data. You can calculate it through the CDW data. And what was the second part of your set of your question?
Is that a separate process to obtain access to those?
To the length of stay data and the?
Yes. And standardized mortality rate.
Oh, those are two different things. Yeah. Now, there might be something on RAMP. You might be able to get a report that connects the two of them. You can just enter both terms into the search terms, into the search box on RAMP.
Okay. All right, next question. Are there any examples on the VIREC website of research studies that have been conducted using MedStat data?
We don't really have examples of studies, but most studies prior to 3 years ago in the VA were used the MedStat data. I mean, that was before the CDW, that was what researchers in the VA were using for the last 15, 20 years. And so there are, you know, everything prior to 2008 probably was done, or even 2010 was done with MedStat data.
Okay, we just got another question in. Would the same process be required to access minimum data set, MDS 3.0 data, used community living centers?
Right. MDS, and what was the second one?
Would the same process be required to access MDS data in the community living centers?
If you're talking about VA MDS, you can get that information through CDW, I believe. And if you're looking at VA CMS, you can get that information from VIREC for Medicare and Medicaid. So it depends on which MDS you're looking for. There's an MDS for that CMS requires from every state, and that data are available from VIRAC. And you can look on the VIRAC webpage under VACMS and find MDS data there.
All right. Thank you, Linda. That looks like all of the questions. Do you have any last comments before we wrap up the presentation?
I don't know. I don't think so. Thank you all. You can consider, you know, yourself with an extra 15 minutes. I'm sorry if I talked a little faster than normal today. Being out of the office made it go a little bit quicker. Thank you very much. And if you have any additional questions, please feel free to contact me at the VIRAC Health Tech.
All right. Our next session in this series is scheduled for Monday, December 7 at 1 p.m. Eastern, and it is entitled Chasing Data, Adapting to Changing Sources and Resources for Measuring Inpatient and Outpatient VA Healthcare Use. It will be presented by Laurel A. Copeland. We hope you can join us. Heidi will be posting the evaluation shortly. Please take a moment to answer those questions. Heidi, can I turn it over to you?
Yes, you can. As Hira said, I'm going to close the session out in just a moment here. When I do that, you will be prompted with a feedback form. Please take a few moments to fill that out. We really do read through all of your feedback. Linda, I so want to thank you for the time that you've put into presenting and or preparing and presenting for today's session. We very much appreciate it. For the audience, thank you. Thank you everyone for joining us for today's HSR&D Cyber Seminar, and we look forward to seeing you at a future session. Thank you.